Let us talk some basketball. To do that, we welcome in our friend John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Hello there, John.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm hot. I'm not going to lie. I'm hot. I'm not cut out for this kind of weather, John.
Well, few people are.
But I'm making the most of it. And why am I whining? I'm in an air-conditioned studio, so I could be in much worse shape. And I'm talking to you, so that's always exciting news.
And well, things could be better for you.
Well, we got a new coach in Celtics land, and he met the media. What were your thoughts on our official introduction of Ime Udoka?
Yeah, I thought, you know, I've always thought that he'd be a good hire. Nothing from that changed my mind. I thought it was really interesting that he talked about pushing the guys. He said that a bunch. So it seems like his conversations with the players, that seemed to be a theme, that these guys want to be pushed. He's going to be here to push them. And it's just a matter of how that is executed and in what ways. But seems like he's going to be, a nice change of pace. You know, this isn't the way I thought this offseason would go. But when this opportunity came up to put a new coach in place, hiring Udoka, it seems like it's going to be a voice that carries some weight.
How important is it, John, for him to add a perhaps experienced right-hand person?
I like that idea. He's talking about maybe, you know, it's not a priority, but I like the idea of having a person who's been a head coach, just because there's so much to being a head coach that even as an assistant, you don't see everything. You're not in those private meetings. You're not putting together the practice plan. And during the game, you know, assistants are focused on specific things. Head coach is focused on a lot of things. And it would be advantageous to have someone on the bench that we know is probably going to go find another head coaching job, but for a year or two while he's in between jobs, and that could be anybody from a Steve Clifford, to Lloyd Pierce, to whomever, to kind of be that I don't want to say mentor, because I don't want it to be an absolute just pure guidance thing.
Right.
But a person who can say, hey, at this point in the game, you know, Udoka might be focused on a certain thing, and this guy can be like, hey, you know, you've got this situation here, you've got that situation here. Keep that in mind. Just to show him some of the things that he might not have been thinking about as a head coach. So it just shortens the learning curve a little bit. It's not a replacement. It's not a just-in-case. It's not someone who is the de facto head coach. It's just someone who can say, hey, these are things that a head coach is thinking about. You might not be. I'm just kind of here to throw you some of these things before I go off and get my own head coaching job.
Now, Udoka, of course, knows the team, knows the division very well from his past coaching experience. But at this level, John, how much is there of guys, I guess, auditioning for the new man to show that they're guys that can get along in the system? Or do they not even bother with that?
Well, I mean, I always think that when there's a new coach, there's a new opportunity for players. Like, there's different guys have different motivations, right? And people want to play for, you know, their money. I mean, this is a professional thing. It's a money is the reason why a lot of these guys do it. So, you know, being able to show your new coach that, hey, by the way, the last guy, even though he's the president of basketball operations now, he didn't use me the right way, or he, you know, maybe he didn't think I could do certain things. Let me show you how I can do certain things. So there is an opportunity for some of these guys to kind of be like, look, I'm going to remake myself a little bit in this guy's eyes, because you know how it is, that old cliche, you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. This is now everybody's making a first impression again, and just in a different way. Like, obviously, Tatum and Brown are who they are, but there are plenty of guys on this roster who could be like, you know, you could use me this way too. He didn't want to use me this way, but you can.
All right, so who's number one on that list, John? Who most would like a new first impression?
I mean, I'm going to be looking at maybe some of the guys on the bench, maybe Romeo Langford, because Romeo is a guy that has been a scorer his whole life and has come in and maybe has shown, like, look, you know, I don't want to just be a defensive guy. So that's certainly a possibility. Maybe some of the guys, like maybe a Jabari Parker, come in and kind of, you know, be a fresh, like, hey, look, I'm like you. I've had to work my butt off for all of the things that I've achieved so far. You know, I had the expectations, but you know what it's like to be a guy that's worked. Maybe they can connect in a different way. And if Jabari Parker is invited and can, you know, participate, that's a connection that maybe forges something different in Parker's game.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. Does it look more and more likely that Danny Ainge will head back to Utah, at least on a part-time basis?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think, like, Danny Ainge going to Utah is probably what was going to happen no matter what. Like, he's he's probably just a retiree who is settling into his new, you know, his new home, and him retiring to Utah, sure. He's got deep roots there. And kind of looking around, be like, well, how can I pass the time? Hey, here's an NBA team. Let me see if they need any little help. Advisory role, you know? I'm pretty sure that whenever I retire, I'm going to be looking to keep myself busy a little bit. So this is going to be his way to stay in the game without being like the full GM. The advisory role thing is probably a way where he can stay busy. Maybe his wife can stay like a little sane. She's like, yes, get him out of the house, please, for a little bit. Let him go do some work. But that kind of thing. He's a basketball guy. I mean, basketball flows through his blood. So he's not going to give it up completely. So this makes perfect sense.
NBA playoffs continue tonight, and we look at Atlanta. Do they have any shot without a reasonably healthy Trae Young?
I can't believe that's going to be something that works for them. Without Trae Young, like, he's going to go out there and he's going to try. The problem with him being out there at less than 100%, it's almost worse than him not being out there at all, because if he's not out there at all, then at least maybe you can get a rise out of some guys. Maybe some guys can step up their games. But if he's out there playing at 70%, yeah, offensively that might get you something, but defensively he becomes a lot easier to target. And what will end up happening is, you know, whoever is guarding him in, you know, for Milwaukee will just take off when he forces the shot. So if he can't get to the rim and do all of the things that he's normally doing, he's just taking jumpers, then that guy just takes off and leaks out. If he makes it, he makes it. But if he doesn't, then he's going to be hobbled. He's not getting back into transition. So I'd watch Milwaukee running a lot with Trae Young's guy.
And what about a West? Can Paul George be Superman for two more games?
Hey, look, there's something different about him when Kawhi's not there. Like, obviously with Kawhi, that adds another, you know, superstar. But when he's not there, Paul George does step up. I don't know if they've got two more games in them, but we've seen this from them before. So I'm not going to say no, but that, I mean, look, that performance last night was one of his best ever. And some people were saying it's the best performance that he's ever had in the playoffs. Amazing stuff out of him. And, you know, especially for a guy that has spent a lot of this postseason and a lot of past postseasons kind of paying for giving himself the name, the nickname Playoff P. Like, you don't give yourself a nickname like that and then don't live up to it. But he's living up to it now. It's been amazing to watch.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, the Locked On Celtics podcast. John, thanks as always. Stay cool, and we will check in with you again next week.
All right. Talk to you then.
Talking basketball every Tuesday with John Corrales on Downtown.